We're back.
We're here.
This is Kat Howe. She's ready to entertain us.
Yes.
You know, I forgot to mention in my show opener that...
We're going shopping today?
Yeah. Donald Trump is not doing...
They canceled it, by the way.
Yeah, they had to because Trump said, I'm not doing it. Trump said, I'm busy. I planned a speech. I'm doing something else. Done. Goodbye. And it was Fox. It was Fox's debate. It was Megyn Kelly and Brett. And he went, F you. I said that last night. I don't know. I said it on the show yesterday. And then I also said it on Twitter. I don't know if they listened, but I did tweet DT directly last night. I went, and he reads his tweets. I don't know why he doesn't ever retweet my stuff. He retweets other people's stuff. Some people are crazy nut jobs, and he retweets their stuff. He doesn't retweet my stuff. It kind of hurts me. I'm a little offended by that.
Do you feel like Bill Maher?
I do. I feel like Bill Maher. I'm constantly sending love and positive praise to Trump and the rest of the Trump staff. No one retweets me. I get a like. I get likes. I get things of that nature, but no retweet. And I go direct. And last night I went direct to DT. I said, don't do the debate Monday. I go, you have nothing to gain from Megyn Kelly and Brett Baer trashing you for 2 hours. I go, you got nothing. And they canceled it. So I don't know if it was just me.
They heard you.
Hopefully, but. All right, so how are you? Tell me something good.
I'm good.
How good?
Real good.
Well, what's real good?
I think today's going to be a fun day.
Really? Okay. Well,
I will make you do stuff.
Today?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's going to be fun. Fun.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. So Miranda Lambert has launched Mutt Nation Fueled. It's a pet line.
Okay.
It has collars and leashes and beds and toys and all the things that your pet needs. And the proceeds will go to Mutt Nation that her and her mother have found in 2009 that rescues dogs, rescues animals, neuters the animals, feeds the animals, brings them back to nutritional awesomeness, and then adopts them.
All right.
So we're gonna have to buy Mutt Nation toys.
You like Lambert, don't you?
I love Miranda Lambert. It's so hard because it's like I love all three. I love Miranda Lambert, Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton, and, you know, the heartbreak. But I just love them.
You love them all.
All right. So Jared Fogle has allegedly been beaten up by a 60-year-old man named Stephen Nigg in prison January 29th. He was beaten up. And Stephen has been put into solitary confinement. And Jared is serving a 15-year sentence for child pornography.
I wonder how bad
he pushed him down and he punched him in the face a bunch of times. He had a broken nose, a swollen face, and he was only able to scratch the 60-year-old man on the hand.
So he's not. So he's not in. He's not in solitaire. They got him at General Pop. Well, I mean, he definitely wouldn't go to a like Supermax. So I know that. But I just figured he would at least be in the protective custody wing. Segregated housing. I figured he would at least be there, but I guess not.
All right, so Olivia Wilde is doing her rounds of talking and being awesomeness, And she said that she was she unsuccessfully auditioned for a role back in 2013. And then at first was told she was too sophisticated for the role. And then turns out that sophisticated means too old. And that was to play Leo DiCaprio's wife in Wolf of Wall Street, which Margot Robbie played and was awesome in. And Olivia Wilde then resulted in working for Scorsese in Final. So it all worked out in the end for her. She says one letdown brings to one upbring. So, yay!
Yeah, well,
and it's funny.
I would rather
have
been in Wolf of Wall Street than in a TV show, Vinyl, on HBO. Because even though the movie that girl did was kind of crappy, I mean, it was Will Smith, and Will Smith is past his
focus. Yeah.
But she got a big jump from that. She got a big push from that.
Yeah.
And I get when she said, I was too old. The role for the Wolf of Wall Street, that character
was young.
But not just that, but it was just a sexier, I guess you could say young, but it was just, there's something about the girl from Vinyl. What's her name?
Olivia Wilde.
There's just something about her and the girl from Wolf of Wall Street, their face, the attitude, just the Wolf of Wall Street girl is just a different type of actress, a different type of look. I don't want to say ditzier, but it was a character that fit more that girl than the girl in Vinyl.
Yeah. And
the girl in Vinyl looks like a mom. She just has a mom look.
And see, that's the thing too, is like, I love Olivia Wilde. You know that, because I always profess my love for her every time we watch the show. But I get it, because also I feel Margot Robbie was a fresher face because Margot Robbie's big in Australia or South Africa or Europe or wherever she's from, where even though she had the American push, that movie brought her into being in American films.
Yeah.
Besides just being a big actress in other countries. And Olivia Wilde's been on the scene for quite some time.
Yeah.
So maybe it's always good to have a fresher face because they get a good push. And it happens in every movie. Right. Yep.
But Olivia Wilde, she's learning from Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. When you have something that is not as good, you make it seem like what you have is better than what you didn't have. So if I didn't get rejected for that award-nominated movie, I would never have this role. What role is that? You're the mom on a TV show on HBO. That's your I wouldn't have had this. Yeah, great. Okay.
She's the crazy
Ted Cruz. I lost every state last night, but the people have spoken, and we are the only person that could beat Donald Trump. We didn't beat him tonight, but we are the only person. He's up on us by almost triple the states, but we can beat them. Okay, Olivia, good. Vinyl show is awesome.
All right. So, Donald Trump, James Corden, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Caitlyn Jenner, and a bunch of other people that I never even heard of are all part of Time's 30 most influential people on the internet.
I bet Trump better be number one.
No, Kanye West is, because of his rant.
Okay.
All his rants.
All right.
Donald Trump was like number 15.
That's amazing. Donald Trump, the guy is running for president
and
winning.
And like YouTube stars are like ahead of him.
Okay. That's time. They don't like Trump.
The guy from that hologrammed himself, the ruler of Egypt or whatever.
Modi.
Yeah.
Modi, the guy who like can't 20. Even put toilets in his country. Oh. They crap in the street. Please.
I always find it amusing. It's funny how social media has, like, ruled everything, because it's, like, people that I never, ever, ever, ever heard of. And I follow a lot of people. Like, I follow a lot of girls, women or ladies that have, you know, 300,000 followers, 1 million followers, 2 million followers. And they're just, you know, they just post attractive pictures of themselves and that's it. And these other girls I've never heard of, and they're all like 19 years old. I'm like, why are we promoting 19-year-olds? Why can't we promote girls that are like 22 that are like way prettier? But that's just me. That's just me.
They should be promoting you. Me. You're the prettiest of them all. Mm. Okay?
I don't want to do it. All right, so Michelle Obama has teamed up with Kelly Clarkson, Missy Elliott, Lea Michele, and Kelly Rowland, and a bunch of other women in the music world. And they made this single that you can get on iTunes called This Is For My Girls. And I wonder if it's the not funny version of what SNL did when they had all the girls.
Oh.
It's not a feminist song, that, but this is for feminists, because this is for Till It Happens to You.
I like how they throw in Missy Elliott. She sings about popping coochies and you know, licking her private parts. And
big dinglings.
Yeah, and big dinglings. And
if you don't have a big dingling, then I don't want ya.
Yeah.
Like she has to.
If you don't got a big dingling, I don't want ya. Put your money on your chocha. Yeah, that's, okay, great. That's who's hanging out with the first lady. All right, great.
But
and they go, what kind of person is Donald Trump? The things he says. Okay.
Hey, whatever. But remember, you know, the president and first lady, they get Jay-Z and Beyonce's numbers, and they sing just as much intense stuff than anybody else.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Sports news. All right. So Yann Huffengold was fired from Cal State basketball. He was just like one of the coaches for, okay, this is very interesting. He was like, hey, I don't know what's going on with the reporters in college basketball, but they sure do like them coaches. So he was hanging out with a reporter, got a little tipsy, asked the reporter to take him back to his place. And he lives in a place that has a garage. And so they get there, and he's like, I'm not going to let you go until you come upstairs with me. And I want you to have sex with me, because if you have sex with me, then I will be able to give you all these awesome jobs and all these great innings, because I have all the connections. And she's like, no. And he like refused. And then after like 15 minutes, he's like, fine. And then got fired.
What school is he?
Cal State.
Yeah. Who cares about Cal State?
The Bears.
Yeah. F him. F them. What was the team?
Cal State.
No, but what sport? My bad.
Basketball.
Definitely F him.
And they're actually number 4 seed in the tournament.
F them. F him. F them. Okay, go ahead. Give me something else.
What's his name?
I love that guy. They have this rally with Hillary Clinton. See the guy right to the right of her behind him? That guy's like a lunatic. At one point, he...
The white guy? Or
the... Yeah, the white guy. Okay. She says something, and the guy goes, aah! Like that, just shaking his head, like, no.
Oh, man. Oh.
Kind of tard. Go ahead.
All right. So Tyler Dunning, the Cardinals last year. He was a pitcher for their minor league and all that fun stuff. Because even though he never came out, there was a lot of homophobic, derogatory comments made towards him.
Yeah.
He felt super offended by it.
Is he a homo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he kept it closed.
He was closeted.
Yes.
That's what they call it, closeted homosexual.
And this all happened back in 2014.
Okay.
But he then retired last year.
Okay.
And he's only 24 years old.
So
he couldn't man up enough to just stick it through and laugh it off.
What team is he?
Cardinals.
Oh,
and now they're investigating because they have to do sensitivity. You know, we try to work with the LGBT community because of this, because of that. Now, I get it. But I think
it's an excuse because he's just a crappy player, and that was that.
Yeah, but to me, you know, it's fine. I have nothing against
homosexuals.
Nothing at all.
I love using that word,
whenever you're an athlete, this is my only opinion, when you're an athlete and you are closet, you have to be able to have a really strong backbone. Because what happens in the locker room, these are men. These are men that say very
crazy things.
And they deal with each other, you know, months and months. At the brotherhood, it's like a frat house. Say what you want, but to me, whenever you're an athlete and you are gay, because there are players that always say, I came out after their career, and whether they're good, whether decent, whether they're bad, but they still always came out. You just had to be really strong, and you have to be able to take that heat, and they do joke, and they do say homophobic jokes,
yeah.
But you just got to deal with it, or you're just never going to make it, and you're just going to become weak because it's going to affect you mentally when that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Okay, well, that's a good opinion.
So Derrick Henry, the Heisman Trophy.
He's a homosexual?
No.
Okay.
He has a meeting with the Panthers next month.
Okay.
And maybe they'll pick him up on their 30th pick, but I don't think he'll be around by the time the Panthers get their chance to pick somebody. But
maybe
it would be cool to see him with, you know, maybe Cam Newton. But
maybe Carolina's thinking about dealing a draft pick or something to get the number one pick or the number two pick. Who knows?
True. We all seen
number
draft
three
day.
Pick. Yeah, it could happen. Who knows?
Right.
All right.
Exactly. All right, so Aubrey McLeodon, who was the chairman of the basketball team that wrecked his car and he died.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they said that he taped, or his brakes were taped down, so he couldn't hit the brakes and he had no intentions of turning, but police won't speculate saying that he purposely did it. So he didn't purposely, like, try and commit suicide.
Well, who taped his brakes down? Or taped whatever the hell down?
Probably he did.
I think so.
Right.
I think so, too.
So, yeah, so that's still an investigation of what's happening with that CEO chairman. And final story. Maria Sharapova has been dropped as the United Nations Goodwill Ambassador.
Oh.
So she can say bye-bye.
Can't do them steroids.
They suspended her and her upcoming activities that they had planned for her.
She hope she saved her money.
Yeah.
Because she's doomed.
Hopefully she had a really good financial manager.
Exactly. Hopefully she had E.F. Hutton or somebody.
So that's it.
Right.
My name's
Katie.
Well,
that was a good thing. You had a little mix. You had Maria Sharapova. You had homosexuals. You had rapers or attempted rapers. Kanye West.
I had child molesters being beat up.
Yeah, child molesters, homosexuals, and rapists.
And Pet Lines by Miranda Lambert.
Yes, she did. Very good. Very good day.
My name is Katie. And this is Rob. This is Boss. And the other noisy creature is General.
Yeah.
And this is the Rob Sicari Show. We'll see you all tomorrow. Au revoir.